We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fog and drizzle again early this morning, but we get some clearing this afternoon. A high in the middle 50s. Get your weekend outlook on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Opening arguments will continue today at the impeachment trial. Check in for continuing coverage on air and see the trial streaming live at KRLD.com and in the radio.com app. Top local stories. It's Thursday, January 23rd. About 60 firefighters had to respond to a fire at a restaurant this morning in West Fort Worth. Started just before 5 a.m. at the Spring Creek Barbecue at Camp Bowie West and Las Vegas Trail. The Fort Worth Fire Department's Mike Drivdahl says crews saw smoke coming from the restaurant, called a second alarm to keep the fire from spreading to other businesses in that strip mall.
Crews were able to make entry and find that fire. The majority of the fire was in the kitchen of a restaurant that's in this strip center.
Crews contained the fire within 30 minutes, but some stayed behind to make sure the fire hadn't spread into the ductwork and might flare up in other spots. No word yet on how the fire started. There were no injuries. Meanwhile, this morning, Fort Worth firefighters were back at a home in East Fort Worth where a woman died in a fire yesterday. Crews were called after another fire broke out at the same home about 1:30 this morning. Fire investigators say yesterday's fire was started by faulty electrical wiring. The cause of today's fire is under investigation. No one was hurt, but fire crews report today's fire more intense than the one yesterday. Also in Fort Worth, police have a woman in custody after she slammed her car into a house. Happened about 2:30 this morning at a house on Oak Grove Road, south of I-20 in southeast Fort Worth. Police say the car didn't penetrate the house. No one inside was hurt. The driver took off after the crash. Police caught up with her a short time later. Authorities now trying to determine if she was intoxicated. The Dallas police chief defending her plan to reduce violent crime in the city, calling it realistic. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall's crime reduction plan came under fire after people, including the mayor, criticized it for being too slow. Hall's goal is to reduce homicides by 5%, down from last year's total of 210. She says it's an attainable number.
I could say we're going to reduce crime by 50%, but the truth of the matter is, never in the history of Dallas have we reduced violent crime by 50% in 1 year.
She tells our partners at NBC 5 the plan also focuses on using technology to deter crooks and upping police presence in crime hotspots. Even though the goal is 5%, Hall says they do hope to go above and beyond that number. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Dallas School Board could make a decision tonight about what to do about the schools heavily damaged by last fall's tornado. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
The tornadoes October 20th destroyed Cary Middle School and damaged Thomas Jefferson High School and Walnut Hill Elementary. Superintendent Michael Hinojosa says the school board needs to decide at tonight's meeting how to rebuild the schools if they're going to have enough time to get the construction done by the school year that starts in the fall of 2022.
We know this. If we don't make a decision, then we're talking about 2023.
Hinojosa says replacing the middle school and renovating TJ High School would cost $130 million. Replacing them both would cost about $200 million, so he favors renovations. Trustee Edwin Flores tells NBC 5 parts of TJ were just renovated, so he says the district could save money by replacing part of the school.
This new option is kind of in the middle and really only has about a $35 million delta. So I think that's important.
Hinojosa says the district would pay for construction through insurance payouts, existing funds, and a potential bond. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas Instruments will be closing two plants in Texas.
One is in Sherman, the other is one of its Dallas plants. News 12 in Sherman reports the facilities will start phasing out in 2023 and will totally close by 2025. A company spokesperson says TI is building a new facility at its Richardson campus to focus on a new technology. Employees will either get offers for new jobs at the Dallas plant or a severance package. Charlie Hodges, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Another person has died from the flu in Dallas County. The health department says the latest victim did not have any other health problems. It is the 11th flu-related death in the county this season. Volunteers will spread out across North Texas tonight for a count of the homeless population.
The annual point-in-time homeless count is an opportunity for agencies to find out how many people are dealing with homelessness so they can adjust their resources accordingly. The data from tonight's count will be reported to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Volunteers will visit shelters and other places that homeless people gather to try to personally interview as many people as possible. Last year's survey showed about 4,500 homeless people in Dallas, up from 4,100 the year before. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports. The Mavericks play a late game in Portland tonight at 9:30. And be sure to listen to News Radio 1080 today for more chances to win $1,000. We give you a new code word and a new chance to win $1,000 each hour, starting at 8:14 this morning and rolling right through the 4 p.m. hour.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.